Hey, welcome to The Strong Her Way. I'm your host, Alicia Carlson, and this is your place if you want to find a faith-fueled approach to food freedom, fitness, and create lifestyle transformation so that you can show up and be who you were created to be and do the work that only you were created to do. This week, I'm so excited to be bringing you a short episode full of strategy on how you can effectively time budget so that you can get your priorities done and still have more free time than perhaps you have thought possible. So please stay tuned, check out this episode, let me know what you think by leaving a review, and feel free to share this episode with another mama that might need a little help budgeting her time. Let's get into it. And all that kind of stuff. So it was literally like work, work out, think about food, and then repeat. I tried so many different planners. It's ridiculous. I tried digital and then back to paper calendars. I read all these different time management books, and it really just seemed like nothing was going to work for me. I wish that I could tell you the exact time or day that it changed for me, but I can't. I do, however, know that somewhere along the way, things just kind of clicked for me. And now I want to pass some of my system on to you. Of course, you are going to have to kind of tweak it and find really what works with you, with your personality, the way that you operate. And so I want you to take what I say today, and I want you to take the good things, and I want you to leave what's not going to work for you. But then also trust that maybe it just takes a little bit of practice, right? Maybe it does just take a little bit of commitment, a little bit of discipline and focus. So kind of keep that in mind too, just depending on your personality type. So I was afraid that if I wasn't working so much, or I wasn't working as hard as I thought I had to, I wasn't going to get the results that I wanted. Ironically, I feel like this sounds so much like the fitness and the weight loss, doesn't it? Where it's like, oh, but if I'm not hustling, if I'm not grinding, if I'm not constantly working or checking my phone or checking my email or something, I'm not going to get the results. But I want to tell you that that's actually not true. Right? I can't remember what it was that I was listening to, but they said something really to this effect, and this impacted me so much. Whatever it is that you are doing right now in your business or in the area of your fitness or nutrition or anything like that to reach your goals, if you ever even do, that's what you're going to have to do forever. So think about that for a moment. If you are constantly working or you're constantly checking your phone, and that is even delivering a little bit of success to you, then that's what you're going to have to keep doing in order to reach success, right? We have this kind of fairy tale in our idea, in our mind, where it's like, okay, once I reach a certain level of success, then I'm going to stop doing this. But we won't, right? And it's the same exact thing that I've seen with so many different diets and workout programs and things like that. It's like, no matter how strict it is, we'll do the best that we can, we'll follow it, we'll get the results. But then by the time we get to the results, we are so burned out, we are so exhausted, we're so tired that we stop doing those things, and then the results disappear. So what if we could build our businesses? What if we could work on our fitness goals and our different goals in whatever area of life and actually enjoy the process? And so I want you to start thinking about, okay, what do I need to start doing now? How do I need to start showing up today in order to create the results, in order to be who I want to be in my life? So here's the kicker, is that you may feel the pressure that you have to go harder to get bigger results, and that's a lie, right? And that's only if you actually don't even get burned out first. So oftentimes we have the same energy, the same mindset, right? It's like, I got to go bigger. I got to go harder. I got to hustle more. And that's what the world is telling us. That's what the world is telling us that it's going to take to succeed. But what if we could find the success that we're after in the different areas of our life, and we felt refreshed, we felt rested, we felt energized, we felt excited, joyful, content? I truly believe that that is actually the energy and the place and the mindset that we're supposed to be experiencing all along the journey of pursuing our goals. It's not that energy or that hustly mindset that, you know, is constantly telling us we need to do more to be more, right? Here's the reality. If you looked right now at your life, whether that's with work, whether that's with your fitness, in your nutrition, and you don't think that you could do what you're doing now forever, then that's not going to work for you long term, because there is no finish line, right? There really is no coasting. So this is why the way that we eat, the way that we exercise, and the way that we manage our time must be sustainable, and it must fit within the rest of our lives. No more trying to fit your life around your work or your life around your fitness goals or something like that. Like, if you want to have a balanced life across all the different domains, you've got to look at how can I do it to where I feel like I'm giving the energy and the time and the attention to each of these different parts that they need in order for them to thrive and to flourish. So here's what my personal time budgeting strategy looks like. And this is how I want to help you get your time back. So step one, I want you to set up a time for you to do your planning. So once a week, set aside some time. So I personally like either a Saturday morning or Sunday. And then I want you to brain dump everything that you have to do that week that is non-negotiable. So what are the appointments? What are the different meetings or practices that you have to get the kids to? So what are those non-negotiable things? Brain dump all of those. And then you need to add all of those things to your calendar, okay? Because those are the fixed appointments. Those are things you know you have to get done. So add those things immediately to the calendar. Then you're going to go back and you're going to add in, you're going to brain dump all the things that you want to get done or all the things that you need to get done in your business and in your personal life. So this could be things like your workouts, or if you're recording a podcast, or if you want to do a training or whatever. So these are the things like that aren't necessarily fixed in time yet, but they're things that you want to get done. They're things that are going to move you forward towards your goals. So brain dump all of those things. And then start plugging those things into your schedule. So this, you know, you're going to need to estimate kind of how long you think that it's going to take you and plan accordingly. But I want you to keep in mind this concept that your task or whatever that task is, it's going to expand to fill the time that you give it. So for example, if you schedule, you know, your workout, let's say, to last 2 hours, when you could get it done in 30 minutes, you probably will take that entire 2 hours to do the workout, even if you could have had the same workout or perhaps even a more effective and efficient workout done in 30 minutes. Or if you set up, you know, an hour and a half to check in on social media or something like that, you will take all of that time and perhaps even then some. So think about that. Whatever the task is, it will expand to fill the amount of time that you give it. So if you don't finish that task in that amount of time, you've got to move on to the next thing, even if it's uncomfortable to leave it unfinished. And the reason for this is it creates kind of this natural consequence. And my kids have to deal with this sometimes, right? Like if they do something that... I can't even think of a good example right now, which I'm really sorry about that, but it's that idea, right? It's like, okay, well, I said that I was going to do this, but I didn't get it done. And now I'm experiencing the consequence of having to move on and leaving this thing unfinished. And what that does is that kind of trains you to either stay a little bit more focused and don't allow yourself to get distracted during that time. And it just keeps you kind of honest with yourself, because now you've got to add whatever didn't get done to a different part of your week. And so if you really want to work on getting more of your time back, then we want to become as efficient as we can at these different tasks. Now, of course, when we're working with people and we're dealing with our relationships, we don't want to think about efficiency. We want to think about being effective with people, but efficient with tasks. So we want to train ourselves essentially to stay focused and on task and to show up. And sometimes you need to deal with that consequence to help enforce the behavior that you ultimately want to create. So of course, there are other opinions about whether or not you want to kind of hold yourself to that, or if you want to give yourself that extra time. But just keep in mind that if you're constantly, you know, giving tasks a certain set of time, but it's bleeding over into other parts of your day, that's going to make you feel rushed. It's going to make you feel, you know, constantly behind. And so we really want to get into that habit of, if I said I'm going to get this done in an hour, then that's the amount of time I'm going to give it for now. And then if I need to add more time down the road, then I can do that. You can always come back to do that. So whatever isn't done by the end of the day, you could either add that to a list to tackle the next day or at the end of the week, or even add it to the following week. So I kind of have this running list going all the time that, if I don't get something done in a certain amount of time and there's not a deadline, then I add it to this list so that I know immediately when I sit down to do my planning next time, that that needs to be one of the first things plugged in so that I can just get it done and get it off of my list. Keep in mind too, that your work is never going to be fully done. So we kind of have to make peace with just getting as much done as we can and trusting that that's going to be enough. I mean, thank goodness that our results and, you know, what we can create and things like that is not up to us completely. Like, yes, we need to show up. Yes, we need to do the work. We need to be responsible. We need to be good stewards and all of those things. But at the end of the day, like, we get to kind of release that a little bit and trust that God is going to take the reins and he is going to do what needs to be done. So you can trust that if you showed up and you felt like you were a good steward, you know, you were on task, then you can release it and just trust that what you did was enough. But here's the catch, especially if you are working for yourself, nobody is going to make you plan. Nobody is going to make you stay on task. And so this is where having some accountability can be super handy, right? Whether it's finding like a business bestie or your husband or just another girlfriend, you know, just having that accountability, especially while you're first kind of learning how to time block and do the time managing and stuff like that, it can be really helpful. Keep in mind too, this is going to be maybe a bit messy at first and it might feel a little bit clunky. You just have to keep practicing, keep showing up, keep kind of playing around with it, figure out what works for you. Like I said, it took me probably about 3.5 years to really figure out a system that works for me. So give yourself some time to practice consistently. But at the end of the day, once you kind of get your system locked in, you're going to feel like a total rock star. You're going to be tackling those biggest priorities, having more free time to do things that are just for fun, to rest, to chill with your family, to hang out with your girls, whatever it is that you want, you're going to be able to deliver not only in your business, but in your life. And that feels so amazing. So go from being frazzled and frustrated, stressed, and not feeling like you're giving your all to your family or your business to really executing the biggest, most important tasks in your life and in your business so that you can build your lifestyle alongside your business. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope that this was helpful for you. Like I said, it's a process. It takes lots of practice. But I would love to help you. So if you feel like you need some help just kind of getting a system or getting a routine in place, I want you to reach out. Let me know. Shoot me a message at alicia@aliciacarlson.com. Send me an email there. Let's talk. Let's get connected if you would like to learn more about coaching with me. And if you just want to check out what it is that I'm doing, check out some different blogs and things like that, head on over to aliciacarlson.com. Like I said, thanks again for spending your time with me. I hope you have a great rest of your day and I'll talk to you again so soon.